Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning. We're in the fourth week of our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place on rejection. For the last 3 weeks, we've talked about its causes, its definitions. We're not going to recap all of that, but suffice it to say, we all face rejection at some points in our life, multiple times, and surprisingly, there is what is called an upside to rejection, some good aspects of rejection. There's also treatment for rejection, which we won't get into here, that you might want to go to a counselor, somebody who can help you to deal with maybe rejections that you've had in your life and trying to cope with that. Much too big of a task for us to deal with here on a radio show, but certainly there are avenues to go to if you've been suffering some rejection, perhaps business, friendships, problems that you've had in your life. The Growing Place would be one place to go to. But let's bring Gidi Hansen on to talk about the upside of rejection. That sounds like an oxymoron.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
It sounds like an oxymoron, the upside of rejection.
Well, I'm going to quote your favorite Bible verse, Romans 8:28.
It is.
All things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
It's always important whenever you quote that scripture, the second half of it, there's a condition on it.
Yes, there is.
Because sometimes we don't like to think God has conditions. God does have conditions on us, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You have to, this will happen. I will forgive you your sins, if you forgive other people their sins.
That's right.
I will make all things good if
you love me.
You love me. So yes. There's no freebies here.
No.
There's a certain amount of work and sacrifice that we have to give.
There's a relationship involved. Yes. That's how I like to look at it.
Okay. So the upside of rejection.
Yes.
This is interesting.
The first items I'm going to talk about are more secular minded.
Okay.
But the last five items are very much zeroing in on our relationship with God. So these are not in any particular order of importance. But first of all, let me define what I mean by rejection. Rejection is non-acceptance accompanied by negative attitudes and hurtful words or actions. In other words, we can have a non-acceptance of something that is not malicious, that is not hurtful, that is not in any way intended to harm the other individual.
Okay, you apply for a job and you don't get it, you're technically rejected and somebody else is hired instead. That might not necessarily be a rejection. It might just be non-acceptance.
Non-acceptance, you didn't have the qualifications and it wasn't personal. Right. But the rejection I'm talking about has a sting to it. It's personal, it's hurtful, it's
rejection
has a
with
negative
attitude. Yeah, rejection with an attitude.
Yeah, with an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say rejection has happened in our lives. Rejection opens the door to personal growth and learning. So let's say I've applied, or actually from my own life, I had 200 rejections for one reason or another on my novel. And I had prayed before I sent it out that, Lord, if you don't want this book published, and if there is something fundamentally wrong with it or it's not in your will, even if the other party wants to publish it, make sure it doesn't happen, because I so wanted to be in God's will. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up with 200 rejections. And it made me think, okay, I've got to go back and look at this book. I've got to go back to the Lord. This may be a time for personal growth and learning. So obviously, this book was not meant to be published at this time.
Did it ever get published?
Not yet.
Yeah, so the rejection is, maybe the rejection is that the book never gets published.
It
and are you
be.
Okay with that?
If that's God's will, I'm totally okay, because I told the Lord, I don't want to push something through on the flesh and then 10 years from now regret it.
And of course, because he makes all things good to those who love him, what he did was he sent you on a different path to where you're helping people through counseling.
You're totally right, Jerry. Mm-hmm. If I had been published, I would have not gone to graduate school. I would not be a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
I would have pursued that avenue.
Very good.
So it was a time of, it was difficult. I won't say it wasn't. You know, almost all of the rejections were form letters, you know, dear writer. So I knew it wasn't that personal. But there were some that nibbled and asked for samples, and some wrote very gracious responses, and others were like scathing.
Right, but
criticism.
So by your own definition, then there were cases where they were personal, and they had that negative attitude to them.
They did, and I had one by a dear gal who said, "I really want to encourage you. This is great writing. Don't be discouraged. Keep at it. You know." Uh-huh. And that was very nice. That didn't feel like a rejection.
Right, but it still was.
It still was technically.
Yeah.
It still was technically. So sometimes rejection opens the door to personal growth and learning. And of course, that's our choice. Mm-hmm. We can just be offended. We can be upset. We can get angry. We can be abusive. And we can hold on to the sting and the pain of that rejection in our hearts and let it grow. Or we can let it go and say, I guess God had another idea. Lord, what can I learn from this? What is it you're telling me? Not what the other party is telling me, but what are you telling me?
Okay.
And that's an opportunity for growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then rejection gives us an opportunity to become stronger. You know the tree that you plant and then you put a little pole next to it mm-hmm. to hold the sapling up?
Mm-hmm.
There comes a day when the nurserymen and the tree people tell you, if you keep that pole there, that tree will never grow strong. It needs to be whipped around by the wind. It needs to learn where the sun is so it'll grow up straight and strong. It's that what started out as a help will become a crutch. So sometimes rejection gives us the opportunity to be stronger by kicking that crutch out from under us.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place on rejection, the upside of rejection. The Growing Place, professional counseling, life coaching, education. If you're interested in talking to Gidi or other counselors there, you can call 588-0448, 588-0448, or go to their website, tgplace.com. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. We've been talking about rejection now in our fourth week. The first 3 weeks were kind of the downside of rejection, you know, different types of rejection. And, of course, we all face it. At all times in our life, we face rejection, from the time we're a young boy or girl to the time we're just before we die. In fact, that's the biggest rejection we ultimately face over time, is that our bodies are going to reject continuing to live, I suppose. And that's another type. That's a rejection, too, that I think we face all the time. But how we cope with rejection and how we can make it into not something positive, but the upside of rejection. Gidi, let's continue.
Yes. So I was talking about the tree and the pole. Uh-huh. So rejection gives us an opportunity to become stronger. Mm-hmm. If we think I am so weak that I cannot handle rejection, mm-hmm. we're impaired for life.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn how to handle it productively, positively, without cursing the other person and becoming offended, and without cursing ourselves.
It kind of toughens the skin, is what it does.
And hopefully it toughens us on the inside and goes, okay,
right.
I'll survive this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the third thing I want to say about the upside of rejection is, especially social rejection, which is probably one of the hardest forms of rejection. It gives us an opportunity to foster independence. Many of us are people pleasers. Mm-hmm. Many of us need the group and the crowd to approve of us and to uphold us. And sometimes God says, or circumstances say, you know what? You need to learn to stand on your own.
I was talking to a parent, a friend of a, and he was saying, you know, kids at 14, because my son is 14, and it matters so much to him, especially at this age, what other people think of him. And then you reach a point, and I was talking to the father of a friend of mine, and he says, gosh, I wish I had known that when I was like, when it came like 21, 22, I was like, why did I ever care what anybody thought about me when I was 14? Why did it ever matter to me? And I could have been so much more if I just didn't care when I was younger what people thought. And perhaps the rejection is what maybe instills that in people maybe a little sooner. And so you're right, that there's a blessing there.
There is a blessing. I was the one who was rejected.
Right.
I was rejected from first grade through 12th grade because of the circumstances and the environment I grew up in.
Uh-huh.
And I pretended that I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I did.
Right.
I did.
There's a certain strength that comes with saying, I don't care what they think.
Yeah. And to walk alone.
Uh-huh.
And to walk tall. You learn something from that.
There's a certain inner confidence that develops.
It does.
Okay.
It does. And number four, rejection can inspire us to improve our output and ourselves. That's what it did with my book. You know, when I got criticisms down the same vein, I looked at it and I said, okay, let me implement some of these changes that they're talking about, because apparently more than one of them is saying it. And so if we keep getting rejected in the same area, that might be a good opportunity to look in the mirror. You know, let's say a dating situation.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say a guy keeps getting rejected by women and they don't want to go out with him. And all the women say, man, you're way too narcissistic. You're so self-centered. I don't like being around you. That would be a beautiful opportunity for that person to look in the mirror and say, is this who I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time for me to change the way that I behave and the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person may say, I'll just find the woman who can put up with it. You know?
Don't do that. It's just better off changing.
And then they end up in my counseling chair.
Both of them, yeah. Well, it's more business for you, so I guess that's a good thing. I'm just joking.
I know you are.
Yeah.
So rejection can inspire us to improve our output in ourselves. And if we never got any rejection, we could go on in our error, go on in our weakness,
mm-hmm.
go on in our impurities, and never even, you know, realize we have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So number five, rejection can cultivate self-control and humility in us. And this is the one that the psychology websites that I read some papers on this mm-hmm. to research this. My sources, my psychological sources say that people who can control their response to rejection for a period of time have a much better chance of becoming resilient and overcoming it than those who respond immediately, explosively, whether it's an outer or an inner explosion. Those who have emotional regulation, who can say, okay, this is too hurtful for me to think about right now. I'm just going to put it on the back burner for a while. When my feelings have calmed down a little and my brain is working better, I'll come back and revisit this.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, according to the research I read, have a much better chance of overcoming the pain of rejection and releasing it than those who immediately have a reaction. And I added to that, it cultivates humility in us, because I believe that humility is a big component of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Humility says, I'm not entitled to rant and rave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entitled to this kind of response. I need to take this to the Lord. I really need to pray about this. I'm not going to respond at all right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so rejection gives us a wonderful opportunity to cultivate self-control and humility.
Okay, good. All right. Moving on.
Okay. And then number six, rejection can create empathy in us.
Empathy.
Empathy, which is different from sympathy. Sympathy is when we feel sorry for someone or we pity them. Empathy is when we join them in what they're feeling.
Because we've experienced the same feelings.
Exactly.
We'll pick up the conversation with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place right after that. Rejection creating empathy in us. So we're looking at the bright side of being rejected. We'll continue our chat with Gidi right after this short break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up this discussion with Gidi in this segment. We're going to talk, though, next week more about rejection. We'll complete the series on this. I think after that, we're going to get into a series about forgiveness, and that could take a long time because I still have issues with that. If you listen to the shows on a somewhat regular basis, you might know that Richard Hoyt and I get into it about forgiveness, and I think I'm in the minority on this. But we'll continue that some other time. But let's continue to discussing rejection.
Yes.
And where we finished off was rejection can create empathy in
yes.
us. This one I didn't quite understand.
Okay. Sympathy is when we pity someone and feel sorry for them.
Right.
It's kind of like we see somebody floundering in the ocean and we throw them a life mm-hmm. of preserver and we hope they make it. Empathy is when we jump in the water. Empathy is when we join the other person in their pain.
Okay.
And we relate to them on that peer-to-peer level.
For example, somebody loses a loved one.
Yes.
I'm going to be careful. Somebody has never lost their parent.
Okay.
Then let's go with that because everybody's going to lose their parents eventually. Okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody else, that person might not understand. They feel sympathy for that person. Well, you lost your parent. Your parent died. I feel bad.
But they don't have empathy because they don't know what
they,
it is.
They don't know what it is. But somebody who's lost their parent and watched their mother or father die
right.
has empathy because they experienced it themselves. So
right.
they share your pain more than somebody who just, understands it from afar, sees
right.
it and feels sympathy.
And counselors are trained to have empathy. So I've never had cancer, thanks be to God. But because of my training, I know how to be empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
with the clients who do, because I've had grief and loss and sickness and disease in other areas, and so I just access that
mm-hmm.
as I create empathy in the counseling room.
That's a good point. That is hard because I've been blessed too. I've never had cancer, but I've had loved ones, my mother who has had cancer, and I saw it, so I couldn't even empathize with my mother because I didn't have it. I didn't know what she was really going through. But I felt great pain. So, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So
empathy is a tough one. But you're saying that rejection creates empathy.
Because rejection creates empathy.
Because you are now in the same boat as a lot of other people are
going
to be.
As everybody else.
Yes.
Everybody experiences rejection, no
yeah.
matter who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, there's a great sense of belonging.
It makes you a better person.
It does. It really does. And, because of our pride and our sinfulness, if we didn't have things like this to knock us down a little,
mm-hmm.
I'd be scared to see what we would turn into.
Right.
So it creates empathy. And another upside is many great people, such as Abraham Lincoln, had lifelong rejection.
Yeah.
So we may think, well, rejection disqualifies me from doing something significant.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Not at all. This man, you could see the sadness and almost the depression
mm-hmm.
etched on President Lincoln's face, the hard lines and he had lifelong rejection, and yet he was our president. He was, in a moment of history, did one of the greatest acts for a whole population among us, and so rejection puts us in great company.
Well, I use this one a lot with my son. You know the story that Michael Jordan, maybe the greatest basketball player who ever lived, was cut from the high school football team, high school basketball team.
How about that?
His high school basketball coach said, "You're not good enough to play on my team."
Yep. And there's so many writers who hear that from editors.
Aaron Rodgers, on a more local level, Aaron
yes.
Rodgers was told, "You're not good enough."
Yes.
And he used that as a source of motivation to inspire him to be better. Now, some people will use that as a source of to say, oh, "I'm so." So it can be used for certain people, certain characters to say, "I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'm going to show you that I can do it."
Right, right. Yeah. And if I may take a moment right now and just share the August dates
mm-hmm.
for our Courageous Living series, which is on the first and the third Saturdays. from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. On August 1st, we have a show from the American Association of Christian Counselors about shame, Shame Off You, Made in the Image of God with Dr. David Jenkins. And if you recall, it's a DVD format followed by a question and answer period with one of our life coaches, certified life coaches, Heather Doris. And then on August 15th, we have Overcoming Grief and Loss with Dr. Linda Mintel. And on September 19th, we only have one Saturday in September, which is the 19th. We have Getting Unstuck, The Road to Healing and Recovery with Dr. Eric Scalise.
Now, by the way, these are on Saturdays.
These Saturdays, 10 a.m.
10 o'clock. The DVD runs for about an hour or so.
And then there's a half-hour discussion.
And you can find out more information about these special DVD series.
It's $5.
$5 charge.
Yeah.
It's www.tgplace.com. That's for The Growing Place, tgplace.com, or you can call them at 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, marriage and family therapist, registered intern. Real close to getting those hours. I mean, we always like to check up on you every once in a while.
Well, I got the hours. I just have to choose the date that I'm going to take the test.
And then you become
if I pass both tests,
which
God
you will.
Willing. I'll become a licensed marriage and family therapist.
And, of course, none of this would have happened
if I hadn't gotten those 200 rejections.
Rejections on your book. None of this would have happened. And, it really wouldn't have happened.
It would not have happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the blessing. Yeah. Well, that wraps up our show for today. We're going to continue on next Wednesday talking about rejection and the upside of rejection with Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place. We'll do that next Wednesday. Thanks so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with more live local talk. Have a good day, everybody. So long.